Hi, Bee Culture listeners. I'm Jim Tew, and I'm presenting my article to you for September 2025. It has a simple title, Hidden Beehives. What did he say? Hidden beehives. Beehives that I have hid is another way of wording it. Listeners, I just returned from a 2,000-mile road trip to visit my two brothers and to be introduced to some brand new, what would they be, grandnephews, grandnieces, great-nieces, great-nephews. I'm their great-uncle. I got to tell you, it's been a long time since I held a baby. Happy to tell you that not much has changed with baby-holding basics. They're still the same as they were the last time I did it. 10 or 15, 20 years ago. No longer am I a young man. For the past few years, I've been distracted with family health issues. So this was my first significant road trip in several years. I've been staying real close to home for about 3, maybe 4 years. Thankfully, the drive, other than tiring, it went well. I didn't cause an accident, and I found my way back home without any incident. Thanks to my brothers, and if you don't know why you'd care, I don't have any sisters. But thanks to my brothers, it was a nice summer getaway, and I had a nice time. I suspect that you've done it too on trips that you took, but on this and on previous trips, I would conscientiously watch thousands of beehiveless miles pass by. On those rare occasions, seeing a beehive, even a single hive, was always a reason for comment. So I would ask myself, I would challenge myself, I would wonder if beekeeping is so important to U.S. agriculture, why are our beehives nearly invisible to the public? Then and now, I don't have a clear answer, but I've often thought that we're missing a public relations moment by being so obscure with our bee activities. I'm not trying to be a cool guy, but I want to say it's not just us. I've in my life, I've had the chance to travel quite a bit to look at bees, but it's not just U.S. beekeepers who don't show off their colonies. Years ago, when I visited Ontario and Quebec in Canada, I didn't see their hives either. It wasn't common to see hives from the road in Mexico and Venezuela when I traveled there. On more extreme trips, such as the one to China that I took many years ago, beehives were invisible. But when our tour group did finally see bee yards near the Great Wall, we were crazy. We practically jumped from the moving bus. A later trip to Australia provided my visible bee yard high water mark. We frequently saw hives from the bus, and being beekeepers, we pointed out each and every apiary to the driver. A behavior that was amusing for the first few hundred hives, but one that I suspect later became tiresome to him because we saw a lot of bee yards. As an aside, and just for you, not for the article, but I've got a brand new picture that my daughter sent me from southern France. They were on a walkabout there, and she found an obscure beehive in the shade and shadows, hidden back away near a lavender field, and she did the good daughter thing and snapped it for me. So, even in France, beehives are somewhat hidden. But alas, for road travelers in the U.S., seeing a neat, organized bee yard is disappointingly rare. You know, I really don't know. Maybe it doesn't matter. I suspect it's just the beekeeper in me, but seeing bee yards along the highway kind of invigorates me and lends support to my bee interest, and for the moment, takes the boredom out of my driving. But you know, for all I know, the public wouldn't even notice a visible bee yard, so maybe this is just all just me, but I do wonder every time why I can drive so far and not see any indication ever of a bee operation anywhere. And then, when I consider my own feelings, I realize that I, too, actually prefer my yards somewhat secluded. If I'm going to get stung and I'm going to be running around slapping myself and attacking myself, I guess I want some privacy. If I can't keep up with grass cutting in the yard and it becomes unkempt, I guess I want some privacy. If I can't keep my hives nicely painted and in an orderly fashion, then I'm inclined just to hide my yard. So much so, listeners, that in fact, I had a stockade fence installed. So I can right now mysteriously hide behind that wall and do my secretive bee things. It must drive casual onlookers crazy to see me suit up in all that garb and in this just a bit, a gentle wafting smell of smoke coming from across behind the fence. They have to wonder what's going on. In the article, I posted a picture of a very unexciting stockade-looking thing by my barn. Oh, well, whatever. I'll continue to look for hives along my pathways of life, and I will continue to evaluate mile after mile of what appears to be unexploited nectar and pollen plants, all the while wondering, why doesn't someone put colonies there? Before I leave this subject, I want to add this comment. Increasingly, I like to have my yards private to avoid unfair stinging accusations. I've written about this time and time again through the years, multiple articles on the difficulty of living near fearful neighbors and their sometimes unreasonable reactions to insect stings, really from any insect. I guess I'm hoping that out of sight, out of mind, will forestall my bees being blamed when the occasional yellow jacket stings a neighbor. Right now, it seems like anything that stings my neighbors must be my bees. So this is my primary reason for hiding my hives right now. Meanwhile, back at home, now that I'm safely home and I've gotten this why are there no visible hives along the road thing off my chest, I now roam to a topic that continues in my current vein of hive hiding, and that's bee houses, or maybe bee sheds, or bee shacks, or whatever you'd want to call them. Just between you and me at this point, Editor Jerry is sighing and saying, oh no, not that bee house thing again, because I've talked about this before with both Editor Jerry and before him, Editor Kim, because this idea continues to appeal to me. As a young kid, I can remember being disconcerted that I didn't sweat as much as my dad when we worked outside. He appeared manly when dripping sweat, while I was a skinny, tan, red-faced, and bone-dry kid. I honestly recall, on one particular occasion, wetting myself down so I would appear to be sweating, therefore leaving the appearance of performing real work. Well, all these years later, it's not a problem now. I sweat to the point of being water wasteful. I have it in mind that one of the things that a bee shed would do is keep me out of the heat and more in the shade. I've got a reference at this point to an article I wrote years ago called The Overheated Beekeeper, back in July of 1997. And I've talked about overheating then, too. Secondly, Even though I have mostly agreeable neighbors, they are watchful as I work my colonies. Who wouldn't watch with a veil, a white suit, and smokers smoking? Neighborly comments after or before are always common. I accept the occasional remark as a way of life, but I frequently think that I would like the privacy of an enclosed bee house, not just a stockade bee yard, in which I could perform my secretive beehive manipulations and contemplate apiculture in quietness and solitude. As with yellow jacket stings, I also have it in my mind that if my bees were out of sight, they would also be out of my neighbor's mind. I've already told you that. Third on my list is that such a house may actually offer some protection to the hive, both in the summer and in the winter. In theory, being cooler in the summer, warmer in the winter, shouldn't my hives be healthier and happier? Others, including me, have written in the past about some of the attributes of a bee house, but their time seems to have passed here in the U.S., and not just passed, but passed many years ago. Some places in the world still use them. I know the Canadians sometimes indoor winter. I've got two pictures here that I'm showing. One's a picture of a top bar hive in Masaka, Uganda, when I had the chance to visit there. And then I got an octagonal bee house that's in Seville, Ohio in 1870. That's just hardly 15 miles from where I'm sitting right now. But I know that from 1870, that building's gone. Common reasons for bee houses not being in vogue are primarily cost and limited space. For what it would cost to build a small bee house, I could probably buy several, even many more hives. And then there's the concern about a commitment to a permanent yard. Moving beehives is one thing, while moving an established bee house is something else altogether. A complaint that I would not have anticipated, but I've read about several times in the old books, is mice infestation. Some of the very old writings have figuratively cursed large mice populations within the bee house. With all of those food reserves, all those dead bees, all those bits of dropped honey, that wax, those occasional pollen pellets, and protection from the elements. I think if I were a mouse, that it would appear that I had found the perfect year-round home. So, there you have it. A bee house costs too much, space for the colony growth is limited, benefits to the colony are questionable, and mice love such places. Yet, listeners, I just can't get the concept out of my hard head. I argue that I could control my colonies better within a house. Robbing would, in theory, decrease. Defensive bees would be somewhat contained within the structure rather than randomly flying around my neighbor as they cut their grass, ergo maybe future personal or even legal problems. I suggest that it be more conducive for me to do some beehive task that I put off due to the heat or the sun or the cold. This is several months later after I've talked to you, but right now it's 90 degrees plus outside. You must know that I'm not going to go out there and do bee work due to all that natural sweat that I produce now. Since colonies in a bee house don't require outer covers, but only inner covers or screen tops, I could actually save a bit of equipment cost. That's not consequential, but it simplifies beekeeping. I would assume that the colonies would be more comfortable and, in theory, produce more honey, but I can't say that conclusively. Even if they did produce more honey, could it be the result of my performance of timelier beehive management procedures like requeening, adding supers, reversing brood chambers. Finally, would a bee house be a hive number restrictor? If I only have room for 8 colonies, would that restriction control my hive growth number? Written another way, I only intended to have about 10 colonies in my home apiary, but now I've got closer to 13. Like most beekeepers, I can always justify just a few more hives that I don't really need, and in many cases, I don't even want them. If I had space restrictions, would I do a better job maintaining my restricted colony numbers? I developed a plan, but before I go one word farther, I need to tell you the absolute truth. So heads up, the following story doesn't have a happy ending. I bought a small Amish-built utility building. I say small, they make them even smaller and they make them much larger, but it's probably about 14 feet by about 20, closer to 30 feet. And it's 8 feet high. I was going to put about 8 colonies, 4 colonies per side. At the start, I thought I'll just start with maybe 2 to 4 and then I'll grow. This building would ideally be electrified and hives would sit on racks along the wall about 24 inches from the floor. As an aside, I've seen these buildings in European bee houses, so it's not really my idea. I would cut slits in the building wall to provide inner and outer exit points, and I'd provide landing boards on the outside of the buildings, and I would want double doors on each end of the building, the barn, to provide a Venturi effect to help with ventilation and to evacuate bees that would come out when I was doing my bee colony management thing. This was getting to be really dreamy. If this hypothetical building was high enough, I would consider even a ceiling fan. Just so you know, that didn't happen. In fact, really none of this happened. I actually thought there might be a small amount of space for surplus equipment storage and and a beautiful world, even a space to extract. I've never tried to extract so near a beehive, so this was always hypothetical. Plus, I didn't have ready access to water, so this was always going to be an uphill challenge. Though I enjoy woodworking and construction projects, I bought a pre-constructed building that was assembled on site. It's too big to move now, so if it ever has to be moved, it's got to be taken apart. Listeners, planning is free. Thinking and ideating is free, but implementation is something else altogether. I decided to do this project. It cost me several thousand dollars. Would it ever pay for itself in honey production? Had I used it the way I intended? I doubt it. But would this ever be a commercial venture? Absolutely not. Then I had to get involved with the city zoning restrictions, putting this building up. I finally got the permits that I needed, and I pulled the switch. Crew came out, and they put the building up. I gave you a warning now. I gave you a fair warning. Here's the sad ending to my bee barn caper. At about the same time, I purchased, for a considerable amount of money, a subcontract. That word needs to be a subcompact tractor. With a few related attachments. So I've got a new tractor, and I thought, well, until I've got the barn ready for the bees, I'll park the new tractor in this barn. And the truth is, 15 years later, that tractor is still in that barn, and the tractor and the barn have grown old together. It became the tractor barn. Never put bees in the building. Obviously, if this was a great idea, then more of you would already be using bee houses. I just want to tell you again, this has in our bee history been a big deal. It was routine. There were plans and designs and management protocols. These were really common in years past. so we have used them extensively in our history. But even so, do some of you presently keep hives within or under sheds? From those of you who currently keep bees in such buildings, if there are any of you, what's been your experience? Clearly, my plan went wrong. Did any of your plans go right? I never had intentions of putting all my colonies in a bee house, but here at my home in an urban setting, I'm still curious to know if such a building would make me a better neighbor and allow me to enjoy beekeeping more and not have these pleasures at the expense of my neighbor's sense of security and well-being. Simply stated, in my case, the tractor storage needs superseded the indoor bee project. I still think about the possibility, but I got to tell you, the city ordinances would preclude me from putting up any more storage buildings on my acre. So that's over. I just can't let it go. So now I'm having silly thoughts. So now I'm wondering, well, how about a temporary structure? Something like a tent. Maybe a canopy of some kind. I've never seen anything like this, other than something at a county fair or a bee exhibit where it's set up just for shade. If any of you ever use temporary structures of some kind of plastic poly house or something, you know, these things would probably blow away during a typical storm and probably need to be taken down in the winter. And protecting wintering colonies would be one of my initiatives. So I'm saying no to that idea, and I'm telling myself, Jim, you need to calm down. But again, I'd like to ask if any of you listening have done anything with any kind of structure, building, shed, cover for you and your bees. I'd like to know more about it. So, in retrospect, I hide my apiaries for a reason, and I'm growing to realize that I will never have any, not just some, but I will never have any of my bees in a building, real quickly, other than an observation hive. But this whole bees in the building idea, that ship has sailed. But try as hard as I can, I just can't get the concept out of my mind and the fact that it would really be a unique bee yard to have a building around my beehives. I'm beating a horse here, but I'd ask you again, if you do this, if you've had some plans, if you've had some successes, and indeed, if you've had some failures, I'd like to hear from you, and I'll bore Editor Jerry in some future article with whatever comments you send me. And podcasts and other articles, I've described assigned bee rooms that some turn-of-the-century houses included in their construction. So, in reality, human occupants physically lived with their colonies. So, if on that morning, Sunday morning, you wanted some fresh honey, you would send a kid up to the top floor. They were frequently in the attic. And that kid would break off a piece of comb and come back downstairs with what had just been in the beehive just a few minutes ago. But know this, the way we typically keep bees now is not the only way that bees have been kept in past decades. It's the way we do it now. And I just can't look at all this history, all this idea, all this procedure, and wonder if modern beekeepers are missing some unexplored possibility in this, what would it be, a zany hive yard arena? I don't know. Maybe once or twice a year I tinker with this idea. I want to tell you this, pretty much from my heart. I always appreciate you reading and listening to my rants. I can't fully explain how much writing for you and talking to you helps me in my old age. It's a great benefit to me, much more than to you. Thank you. Hey, I'm Jim Tew, and I'm telling you bye until We can talk again next month. Bye-bye.